Imagine traveling to the outskirts of Los Angeles with a varsity basketball team, or to a birthday party in Sarajevo, maybe share a love affair in Cuba, a wedding in Spain, or maybe even a divorce in Denmark. What was that? What did you say? You will travel with us? Oh, good. Well, you certainly have the opportunity coming your way on May the 5th at the extraordinary Emmaus Film Festival, where globals meet locals. This year, the theme is The Masks We Wear, and celebrates the women of independent cinema, bringing a collection of films from across the Lehigh Valley and from across the world. We chat with multi-award-winning filmmaker Stephanie Gardner, who is the curator of the Emmaus Film Festival. A graduate of the Tisch School of the Arts, Stephanie has written, directed, and produced over 18 short films. The festival's Lehigh Valley Visionaries lineup features Tides of Weird by Louise Devery, Helpless by Amanda Seemeyer, Mayo Girl by Jackie Farris, and Make It Pink by Brandon Lay. And so in the second half of our program, we'll all be joined by actor, writer, director, and award-winning filmmaker Brandon Lay, who will discuss his film Make It Pink and what a festival like this offers an independent filmmaker. You are tuned to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon, WDIY 88.1, Lehigh Valley Public Radio, where you will always have many choices, real voices. I remain George Miller, and along with my wife and co-host Kate Scuffle, we chat today with Stephanie Gardner, as well as Brandon Lay, about the blossoming Emmaus Film Festival. Welcome, Stephanie.
Thank you, George. Hi, Kate. I'm happy to talk with you today.
It's great to be talking with you. And you're actually out of New Mexico right now, so we're thrilled we could make the connection.
Yes.
And you'll be heading back in for the festival, right?
Absolutely. I will be in Emmaus from about May 1st to May 14th.
Great. And then can we come out there and take your place in Taos? Is that right?
You're more than welcome.
Stephanie, do I understand correctly, is this the second year of the fest?
Yes and no. I'm always curating events and throwing up events and promotions with Stephanie Gardner Films and Global Filmmaking. Mm-hmm. And in October of 2015, I did what I called Emmaus Red Carpet, which was a curated one-off film screening of six global short films from around the world, including two of my own films and some films of my colleagues and friends. And we had an after party at 187. And it was such a great event that I knew I was coming back home in May, and I knew I wanted to throw an event, and I thought, what should I do this time? And I wanted to do something similar to that, but bigger and better.
And so we're here this year with The Mask We Wear. What informed the choice of the theme? Why did that speak to you?
Well, I, as a woman filmmaker in 2018 and as an independent filmmaker, I've been thinking a lot more about the fact that not only am I a filmmaker, I'm a woman. I never really thought about that much before these last few years and especially these last few months. And I'm a woman who writes about sex and love and intimacy, and that makes some people uncomfortable to have a strong, independent woman tackling subjects that are typically reserved for men in Hollywood. And I kind of wanted to confront that head on and say, why are we afraid as a society to, you know, see a film made by a woman that tackles sensuality and sexuality, and if I were a man, would we be having the same conversation about films that are about far more than just that. That happens to be an element of the film, but far more. And so, you know, within looking in my own filmmaking, I also, as a filmmaker, love to celebrate global filmmaking. In my own work, I often collaborate with crews from all around the world, and I make films in different languages, and I make films with different talents from different countries. And there are so many talented independent filmmakers from countries all around the world that we never get to see because it's just not on our radar. So I really wanted to showcase stories from women from all around the world and bring it to, you know, our little town of Emmaus. And so it was a combination of celebrating that globalness, which I've valued for years in filmmaking, and embracing the fact that there are a lot of strong, talented women filmmakers out there with interesting stories.
And I love the sense, the mix within the theme. You maintain the global local kind of tension or mix. The global films are coming through a partnership with who?
Yes, it's a partnership with Tao Shorts Film Festival. And while that may not be a mainstream name on the scale of global short independent filmmaking, it's one of the most prestigious film festivals in America for global short films. And their quality of filmmaking is so high that, for instance, we're screening Sing, which is a short from Hungary that had its world premiere at Taos. They chose to have their premiere at the Taos Shorts Film Festival in 2016, and it didn't even win Taos's top prize, but it then went on to win the Academy Award for Best Short Live-Action Film.
Oh, my.
So
yeah.
That just emphasizes how great all of the films that Taos Shorts programs is through, you know, even films that win Oscars are still in contention with other amazing films from around the world in their festival. So they are bringing a program that we picked together. They knew I wanted to do a women theme, and I kind of handpicked some of their previous ones that I was drawn to that fit into the themes and that built upon a layer within the program. But I'm only able to really show these amazing films because of the collaboration with Taos.
Yeah, I was going to ask you how they are chosen, and you just answered that question.
It's a process, mm-hmm. and especially because, you know, Taos has such a great archive of films. It was definitely a process, and even the local films, I got far more local submissions than I expected. I wasn't initially trying to do a submission call or a formal process. I just wanted to also include some local films, and I didn't realize how many both women filmmakers are out there making stuff in the Lehigh Valley, or, you know, films like Brandon, which have strong women characters in it. So even the local program was carefully curated, and also it had to balance between what was then shown with the global program as well. So it's a more complicated process when done right than people think. And also I'd like to say that the program director for Taos Shorts is coming with me. He'll be on hand to kind of talk about his 30 years of experience in both, you know, film festival, independent film world, but he also has 30 years of experience in Hollywood film as a crew member on various major projects. So his name is Duperlon Tisdale, and he'll be around the entire festival to chat and mingle with people and talk about his Hollywood and independent filmmaking experiences.
I would encourage our audience, just a reminder to go, could you tell us the website again for the festival? Because there's the films, there's workshops, there's a lot going on over the weekend.
Yes, it's emmausredcarpet.com. And our Facebook event page is at Emmaus Red Carpet. I'd like to use this opportunity to say the main event, if you can only go to one thing, I highly recommend going to the film screening on Saturday, May 5th. It's 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. You get both the local and the global programs in one. 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday, May 5th at the Emmaus Theater. Definitely join us afterwards for our Cinco de Mayo after party at Yurgi Brewing down the street. And I'm proud to say that Del Maguey Single Village Mezcal is our after party sponsor. And so if you're lucky, there might be some free samples of Mezcal floating around at the party, thanks to Del Maguey, who is an amazing Mezcal brand. But we have a lot of free community workshops and panels throughout the weekend, including our Femmes in Films panel, which is going to be a panel discussion with professional women filmmakers that are coming in from New York City specifically for this event, in addition to some local voices such as Lynnie Godfrey will be on that panel, and Julia Urich of Fire Rock Productions will be on the panel, and Jackie Ferris will also be on that panel. There are some local women voices in there as well. We also have an intro to filmmaking workshop for kids. Now, that needs advanced registration. That's going to be at Let's Play Books from 10 a.m. to noon on Saturday, May 5th, where we're going to show some kids how to storyboard ideas, and they're going to get around and play with GoPros and make a little quick film.
I think I'll come to that one myself.
Yeah, definitely. Yep, so we've got a lot of great events happening. All of it's on the website at emmausredcarpet.com under our schedule page.
And just again to point out, the local filmmakers are Louise Devery, Brandon Lay, Amanda Seemeyer, Jackie Ferris. And did you do an open, I wasn't clear, did you do an open submission or a call for those? Or how did you come across the local filmmakers?
It was pretty informal. I first just kind of started asking around friends that I knew were already filmmakers in the area. Brandon was one of them. And I ended up reaching out to ArtsQuest, who was kind enough to send out a blast for me. And I just got emails submitted, and I watched everybody's films multiple times. And I got more than I expected, so I didn't really expect to have to turn away people. But unfortunately, due to the timing of how long we had the theater, I had to limit the number of films to screen. But it was pretty informal.
And will any of your work be available? I mean, where will any of your work be available for us to see over the weekend? And what are you currently working on?
I am currently finishing up a film trilogy, three short films that once they're completely finished will play as one piece. And it's called Para Todo Mal, Para Todo Bien, which loosely translates to For Everything Bad, For Everything Good. And it's part of what I'm calling the Mezcal Trilogy. So it is a bilingual Spanish-English film series that, through a love affair between an American in Cuba illegally and this Cuban young man that she meets on her travels, through the love affair we tackle topics of language barriers and cultural misunderstandings and trying to truly know and understand a place when you're looking at it from an outsider's point of view and coming in with preconceived notions and kind of trying to battle through those stereotypes we put on one another and each other. So it tackles a lot. And part one of Para Todo Mal, Para Todo Bien will screen as part of the Tao Shorts Global program. And so anybody who comes on Saturday, May 5th at 3 p.m. can see that. And we're still finishing up 2 and 3, so we haven't officially released the films. We're getting closer. We're starting to edit part 3 as we speak and are hoping to be able to really publicly, fully release and distribute the film starting this fall, definitely by the end of 2018. And the rest of my work, most of it is up at thestephaniegardner.com. And my more recent film, If I Had a Piano, I'd Play You the Blues, which has won awards and has screened all over the world. That's up. It's a 6-minute Portuguese language art piece that you can see on my website, thestephaniegardner.com. And incidentally, I wrote a feature-length screenplay version of that film, which we're going to have a table read of as part of the Emmaus Film Festival on Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, May 6th, at Amber Connection in Emmaus. Right.
That is absolutely great. You know, we know your background with the Tisch School and, of course, George Washington University. But tell me, Stephanie, how old were you when you knew you wanted to be a filmmaker?
You're going to find this hard to believe, but maybe 24.
Really? Okay.
Film and cinema was not nearly as much on my radar until I got to Tisch, until I got to grad school. I have always been a writer, and I've always been a director since before I can remember. My mom and my first grade teacher, Ms. Sager of Emmaus, some of you may remember her, they both always encouraged me creatively, and she says that I wrote a full-length play on a typewriter in first grade.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic.
So, I always had a flair for the dramatics. I've always been writing. You know, I would stage plays with my stuffed animals as a kid and with my siblings and friends.
Good to hear that. Good to hear that. Well, listen, we're going to learn more about the Emmaus Film Fest, its cinematic offerings, and Women in Film workshops, which you mentioned already, that are scheduled for Sunday, May 6th. We will return right after this brief message.
Spread the word about your business or organization to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR News and locally produced programs reaches thousands of engaged listeners in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable and effective way to provide information about your product and services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, 610-694-8100, extension 6, or WDIY.org.
You're listening to Lehigh Valley Art Salon at WDIY 88.1 Lehigh Valley Public Radio. This is George Miller and Kate Scuffle, and we are chatting with Stephanie Gardner, who is the curator of this year's Emmaus Film Fest. And now we're going to be speaking with Brandon Lay, an actor, director, and filmmaker right here in the Lehigh Valley. Hi, Brandon.
Oh, hi, George.
Good.
It's good to have you aboard. Brandon is a filmmaker whose company is Living Proof Pictures, yes?
That's right, yeah.
And you have a film in the East, in the Emmaus Film Fest.
I do, yes. Steph reached out to me a couple months back, I want to say, and knowing that I focus most of my stories on, you know, strong female characters, and that being one of the themes of the festival, she asked me if there was anything that kind of fit the time slot. And so I gave her a couple shorts, and she settled on Make It Pink, and we're really excited to have it in there.
And could you tell us a little bit about, without betraying too much, a little bit about Make It Pink?
Well, I mean, I can tell a lot about it, actually, without spoiling anything. Make It Pink is a special circumstance because it was done for a 24-hour film race. So what that means is there's this festival in Marietta, Georgia, the Marietta International Film Festival, and they do several film races a year. And for their 24-hour film one, you are given 24 hours, 10 p.m. on a Friday. You're given a theme, a prop, and an action. And within 24 hours, you have to take that theme, you have to take that prop, you have to take that action, and incorporate it all in a short film that you write, cast, direct, shoot, edit, you know, score, and submit onto the website before 10 o'clock the next day. So within 24 hours, we created a almost 11-minute short film called Make It Pink, starring Marcy Rep and Sid Stauffer and Carol Thorpe. And it's a small cast, so I'll say them all. John Carl and also my best friend, Ames Mason, who I call Phil, long story. It turns out we did really well this year. Out of 187 submissions from around the world, we took home first place, best director, best supporting actress for Sid, and best score for James.
That's remarkable.
24 hours.
To
put it all, I mean, that's including writing it.
Obviously. Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Yep. Didn't get any sleep in those 24 hours.
No, I'm sure you didn't.
Yeah.
Stephanie, did you have to do that? Did you do that as well?
No, I've actually never done that.
Oh, you've got to try it. Brandon loves it.
Over 2 years finishing my current film, so quite the opposite. But I it's enviable. I would love to do it. It sounds like a lot of fun and a good way to hone your craft.
I was going to say, Brandon, for you, for someone like yourself, you mentioned the Marietta Festival, et cetera. Mm-hmm. What does a festival like the Emmaus Film Festival or the festival circuit mean for an independent filmmaker?
Well, at this stage of the game, it's everything. It's absolutely everything because, you know, nobody knows Brandon C. Lay from, you know, the Lehigh Valley or historic Bethlehem without these festivals, whether that be local or international. You know, I envy Steph quite a bit who gets, you know, who has gotten to travel around the world with a lot of these films. I think that's wonderful. I haven't had the same opportunity a lot of times, partly due to budgetary things, but also all of my contacts are local. So getting to get these films out to film festivals, you know, across the United States and, you know, around the globe, knowing that my audience is growing, even though I can't always be there with them, is amazing. But specifically for one that's local, that's hugely exciting to me because oftentimes the rare times I do get to travel, I travel with a small group of people and we get to watch it on the big screen, which is great with, you know, sometimes varying sizes of audiences we don't know, which is wonderful. Our audience is growing, but it's also really nice to be able to bring it back home and share it with people we do know and other filmmakers we don't know that are local and an opportunity to network. And, you know, there's nothing like, even if it was something that you could find elsewhere or watch on your iPhone, being able to see something, a short film on the big screen like it was intended, along with all these other films, that's the best, is watching it with a big, huge audience like that.
So, Stephanie, it must be incredibly rewarding for you to know that, I just thought of that, that you're creating this kind of space for independent and younger and emerging filmmakers. It must be incredibly rewarding.
Absolutely, and that's why I want to continue to do things like this, why I collaborate with a lot of people and with people from around the world, because, for one, we make films to show them. We don't make them to, you know, hide under the bed. So having a venue for me as a filmmaker, whenever I've been lucky enough to screen in other venues, it's been incredibly valuable, just like you said. And then meeting other filmmakers, meeting producers, composers, the people who you ultimately collaborate with, talking about the films, sharing your experiences, it's all definitely why I do it. And for an excuse to throw parties and bring my friends together in one place. That's what I'm most excited about this year.
Well, I was going to say, I know that I'm more aware of some of Brandon's work than perhaps some of the other filmmakers, and Strong Women is certainly a theme or a part of Brandon's work, as well as women behind the scenes with the films. Brandon, since we were sharing email addresses and such, there's a website. Forgive me, a website for Living Proof Pictures.
Oh, there most certainly is. Yeah, actually, I'm not a website guy. Like the tech end of things, I've self-taught everything that has to do technically in order to create the artwork. I'm an art guy, and the tech is something that I've fallen in love with because it helps me to do that. And I mention that because I built this website, and it's not my thing. Like, website design is not my thing. So I spent a lot of time trying to make it do the artistic things that I wanted to express with it. And so I set out to make something that looked professional, but that also felt kind of homey, like a scrapbook. Like, because I make films with my friends, and I've been doing it for about 12 years with, you know, a varying group of a very tight-knit people. And so I wanted it to feel like we were inviting you in. And I used to make scrapbooks back in high school, and I kind of wanted it to have that feel. So I spent all this time on this website, and it just went up like a week and a half ago. And so I'm particularly excited about it. That's way more than I needed. Basically, it's livingproofpictures.com.
And it's well worth the visit, as is the Emmaus Film Fest. Go ahead, Stephanie.
I'd love to say something if I have a chance. Brandon is one of the most prolific filmmakers I know out there, and I really admire and respect his tenacity and that he gathers a loyal crew of friends and he goes out there and he makes film after film after film, and that to me is incredible. And that's part of what the Emmaus Film Fest is to celebrate that, to celebrate him and Louise and Amanda and Jackie for doing that, because it's not easy to go out there and make a film. So I wanted to tell Brandon thanks for making the work, and I'm glad that he's sticking to it.
Aw, shucks.
And I'm sure that to all the film, all Louise, Amanda, Jackie, everyone, the community, Emmaus in the Valley, has been supportive of them making those films. It's the incubator they're working in.
Absolutely.
So it is lovely to celebrate that as well.
So what is going to happen on the Emmaus Film Fest 2019? Are you involved in that already? Are you starting?
We'll see. Let's see how 2018 goes. But if it has as big of a reception as I'm anticipating, we'll definitely want to continue it.
Great.
And yeah, just to mention, Yerkes, where the party will be held, is also a local business, not a chain, not a whatever. It's a hometown brewery and food place that looks I have not been to yet, but I strongly encourage people to check out. It just seems like a real celebration of community all the way around.
Absolutely, and that's another major part of this festival is I really wanted to bring celebration to different venues across Emmaus, to the businesses, to the restaurants and bars. There's a lot happening right now in Emmaus that's exciting, and it's a nice supportive community, and I wanted to celebrate that. I should also mention that we just got word of our opening night party on Friday, May 4th. It's going to be a meet and greet at Big Woody's in Emmaus, and they are doing a dine and donate program for us. So we'll have flyers, and anyone who comes with a flyer between that time can 15% of their meal will be donated back to Emmaus Film Fest.
That's wonderful. Big Woody's on Friday night,
yep,
for the opening party.
And one more thing I want to plug is on Sunday, one of our last events at 3:33 p.m. at the Emmaus Triangle is going to be an aerial cinematography workshop. And that's led by Ericus Aerials. And it's going to show you the latest technology in drone cinematography and photography. And for those tech geeks out there, you can come and touch the drones and see them fly. And it's going to really be a fun time. We've also got some regional drone operators coming to show off their stuff as well.
Well, we're certainly looking forward to the Emmaus Film Fest this year, bigger and better than ever. We thank you for being the curator, for putting it all together, keeping it all together. And very special thanks to you for that. We will be there.
Yay.
May 4th, 5th, and 6th.
Yeah, and I just ask anyone listening who's interested in this, even if they can't make it, please spread the word. The more the merrier. At Emmaus Red Carpet on Facebook is the easiest way to spread it. And, of course, tickets are available at emmausredcarpet.com. Get your tickets in advance for the screening. They're cheaper in advance. They're going to bump up a couple bucks.
Great. Well, great chatting with you, Stephanie Gardner. Thank you very much. We'll see you there and, with Brandon Lay right here in the studio. Special thanks, too, to Neil Heaver, our technical engineer and WDIY operations director. This is George Miller and Kate Scovel for Lehigh Valley Arts Salon, WDIY 88.1, Lehigh Valley Public Radio.